Hi, everyone. Welcome to SkinBoutiqueExperts.com. Skin Boutique in Royal Oak, Michigan offers the latest advancements in aesthetic treatments and procedures, along with some unique gift ideas. The Skin Boutique was founded by Rhonda Nesbitt and Laura Lacricchio, both professionals with years of experience in the aesthetic field of offering a variety of facial rejuvenation treatments and skincare procedures to renew and revitalize your skin. I'd like you to meet Rhonda and Laura. I sat down to interview them at Skin Boutique, and I'll be back with some final thoughts after my interview with Rhonda Nesbitt and Laura Lacricchio. How are you guys?
Very good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Rhonda, a little background on you and me. I met you, a couple of years ago when I came to you as a client.
That's correct. We met a few years ago, came in, talked about some concerns that you had,
right.
Got you set with a treatment that you were very happy with.
A guy coming in to do Botox.
That's correct. It's an awesome thing to do for guys and gals alike. I would say probably a good quarter to a third percent of my population are guys, males.
Really?
My husband, too.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing. We'll talk about that later, why men should consider this. And Laura, how are you?
I'm great.
Tell me a little bit about your background. This is the first day I've met you.
My background is in skincare, and I've owned several of my own businesses, spas, and put several plastic surgery facilities together. And I've been in the business for over 16 years.
And so how did you two meet and come together?
Well, Rhonda and I actually met, she actually came into one of the facilities where I was a manager, and she came in to actually show one of the physicians that I was working with how to do injectables, and that's how we met. And things kind of took off from there.
Now, Rhonda Nesbitt is a registered nurse, and you are?
A licensed medical esthetician. So I focus primarily on more medically based facial procedures such as microdermabrasion, chemical peels, things of that nature.
All right. So let's talk about all of what you guys offer, because I know I came for Botox, but that's only one of the things you offer, correct?
Only one of the things, that is correct. We offer Botox to relax muscle up in the upper portion of the face, use dermal fillers to add volume to the lower portion of the face. Also do a procedure called skin needling that helps build collagen. Skin needling is a procedure that actually it does not harm the skin on the outside as a laser procedure would do.
Mm-hmm.
It actually penetrates down below the dermis without disturbing the top portion of the skin to help build the collagen, stimulate fibroblast cells.
Is all of this relatively new? We've heard about Botox for more than a few years. I guess some of the Hollywood celebrities were doing it for a while, and now it's become something that seems a lot of people are doing.
It is crazy. I mean, Botox was just FDA approved in 2002 for relaxing the lines on the face. It had been used, though, previously for over 20 years doing the same thing, but just in clinical studies and things. Actually, was discovered through an ophthalmologist treating blepharospasm, noticing the patients are coming back in from treating one side of the face because of a blepharospasm in their eye and noticing that they were lineless on that side.
Mm.
And that's how it came about to treat the wrinkles.
But what actually is Botox?
Botox is a purified protein that blocks the acetylcholine from entering, stops that contraction from happening.
And so it has a long history of safe use right now.
Long history of safe use. Over 30 years, actually, medically treating people with cerebral palsy, cervical dystonias. Now they're using it even for acid reflux, all kinds of things, lower back pains, neck pains, hyperhidrosis, which is excessive sweating. So used for a long time for many, many things. Very safe.
There's a new kid in town besides Botox now, right?
Dysport has made its appearance, and it is awesome. As Laura Laura can tell you.
Yep, just had it done 2 weeks ago.
So really?
And
thrilled.
Loving the results.
Where did you have that done?
I had it done everywhere. Well, I had it everywhere you can have it done. I had it done on my forehead. I had it done between my eyes, and then I had my crow's feet done. And I'm very, very happy with it.
And you did Botox prior to that?
Yes.
And did you see a difference?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I noticed an onset faster and a faster onset time. Usually Botox took me about 6 days, where this, I pretty much had full correction at three and a half days. So definitely noticed a difference. I feel a little bit tighter too. So I like it. So
that's,
far,
that's
so good.
That's a good thing. Yes. Yeah.
And she's saying the same thing. And it's just, it's not strange, I should say, but kind of strange that I've had other clients since I've injected them with the Dysport as well call me and say that they have a more tighter feeling from it.
And for those of you that maybe haven't had this done before, I guess there is a little firmness, if you will, where you have the Botox. And so for the first time, if you're not used to it, it's like, you know, it's just a little different. It's not anything strange. It's just, it feels a little tighter. But, you know, as you get used to that, you know, that's a good feeling.
It,
that's
a
good thing.
It's a very good feeling, because once it starts wearing off, you're going, where's Rhonda?
Right. Yeah. A lot of people are scared too. They comment, they're like, well, is my forehead going to be totally frozen? Am I not going to have expressions? It doesn't feel like that at all. And you get used to it. Within a couple of days, you get used to it. And it just really, it really gives you a younger looking appearance.
I would pretty much say that the feeling that you're getting from it is a resistance feeling. You're so used to making that frown or that squinch every day and just feeling that tension. And once you have the Botox or Dysport in there, you're not, you have a resistance kind of feeling and a more wide open eyed kind of feeling where you're not scrunching so hard. It's just a nice eye opening procedure. It feels great.
And you know what's so great about it is the cost, because it's really relatively inexpensive. I mean, you look at some of these other cosmetic procedures, surgical procedures.
Right, correct.
And it gets very pricey, but where else can you go and in like 5 or 10 minutes walk out and for the next 3 months be looking 10 years younger?
Crazy, isn't it? I mean, amazing. But there's nothing that plastic surgery can do that Botox does do for you, relaxing those muscles and stopping that frown going. You can have a brow lift, you can have a temporal lift, but you're still going to have that muscle contraction even after surgery. I've worked plastic surgery in the past as well, and my clients that have even come in and had facelifts and brow lifts and things like that still continue to use their Botox and filler. Your volume still needs to be filled, and you still need to relax those muscles to have the effect that you're looking for.
And again, you use Botox for the forehead, for the lines. A lot of ladies experience the frown lines between their nose, correct?
That's correct.
And so that's another spot to use Botox.
Only FDA approved for the area between the eyes, the glabella region, the frown line right there, but we do use it on the forehead and in on the crow's feet as well. But only FDA approved for the area between the eyes, but works just as well everywhere else.
And it works as well for men as it does women.
Exactly, just as well, if not better.
You had told me, though, men have thicker skin.
They have thicker skin and bigger muscle mass, so they may need a little bit more than what a woman does. It just because even if you look at a woman's muscle mass and her muscles on her face, if you're having them squinch at you and everything, you can tell a difference in the muscle mass, the size between a male and a female.
You find that men are coming in at a greater rate now and caring more about how they look?
Definitely. Definitely. Like I said, my population is growing. About a third male population that I have.
And we're going through tough economic times right now, and your business is still doing well.
Doing very well. They are coming in, so they're feeling better about themselves, can have a little more pep in their step as well. Only women don't, you know, look for that. Men look for that as well.
Right,
it is a competitive world out there as well, and people do look at looks. And even though that's not what I use it for or say that this is what it's for, it does make a big difference in how you feel about yourself.
Of course it does. Of course it does. Like you said, especially for men, I mean, I'm just speaking from the man's point of view, but when you're in the business world and you're 40, 50 years old, you want to do a couple of things to make yourself look younger. And as you said, there's something that goes along with that where, you know, you have better self-esteem.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about the other injectables. So beyond relaxation of the muscle, now we've got to do some filler work.
We got to look at replacing volume, correct? Mm-hmm. Going back to plastic surgery, they can pull your skin up and suture your muscle up in place and everything, but it's not going to restore that volume that you've lost in your collagen. So we need to put in filler to help with the lines from the nose down to the mouth. There are nasolabial folds. Get that nice and full again so you don't feel like you're dragging down. That's what most of my clients say. I just feel like my face is falling. But it's just the depletion of collagen that they're looking to obtain.
Right.
To refill that area.
And that's just a natural progression of the aging process, right?
Correct.
Your face lets down.
It lets down. Well, we have, you know, sun damage is a big part of it. Why our collagen does denature and lessen over time. plus hyaluronic acid, which is a filler that I use. That's what's in the filler that I use as a natural substance in our own body. It's a sugar, actually.
Okay.
And as we get older, we don't make so much of it anymore. Just as an aging thing.
Right.
We don't make as much. So we need to replace that.
And like Botox, you get immediate results with a filler.
Immediate results. As soon as we're done with the procedure, you see the difference right then and there. Over the course of the first month after having this procedure done, mm-hmm. it just looks better and better, because the job of this filler, actually, there's molecules in there that actually soak up water like a sponge, like our own natural hyaluronic acid does in our own bodies. And they expand those molecules to provide that fullness. So even at the end of 1 month, it looks better than from the day that we did it.
Oh, that's cool. So it's around the nose then.
Around the nose.
Anywhere else? What about those lines that women have sometimes over their lip?
We can help.
And what do you use for that? Is that a filler as well?
That's a filler as well. That's Restylane. The fillers that I use are Restylane and Perlane. There's a lot out there on the market, but I really love the Restylane and Perlane for the effects that people get from it. I love the way it flows. I love the way it looks. And it's a very natural feeling and looking material. Mm-hmm. Put it in the lips to give a little bit of volume to the lips, even as we age. I do treat younger ladies in the lips just because they're looking for a little bit more volume in the lip, as well as older ladies who have lost some of their lip. As we age, they start turning inward and can't see the top lip so much anymore. So we're replacing volume in them, not adding, but replacing.
It seems that the lip filling is almost a trend of sort.
Very much so, a trend of sort. Mm-hmm. What you see out there in celebrity-wise, in the media, some of it you don't want to see out there, but I treat very naturally, the mm-hmm. gals that I do treat. And it's a nice thing for people to do for themselves. It really is. Again, just as with the Botox, it just puts a little more extra pep in your step.
Yeah, it's absolutely exciting. I mean, you have a special event coming up, you know, a reunion or a special night out or...
And you want to make sure you get in a few weeks before those reunions or special nights out, because there always still is an increased risk, to bruise. Anytime you get a poke anywhere, you can bruise. So you want to make sure that you make an appointment at least a month to 2 weeks before your event that you're going to be having.
Good point.
Social downtime.
And also, you mentioned the word poke.
Poke.
For people that have not been poked before. I, as a user, will tell you that it is a very tiny poke. I mean, I don't feel it, but what is the response from your patients? And what do we tell them to show them that, hey, this is no big deal. This is not like a big needle we're jabbing here.
And it is not a big needle that we're jabbing in. Actually, the muscle that I'm injecting with the Botox or Dysport, I just kind of hang on to that muscle and put a little pressure on it and poke. Mm-hmm. and get that in there, and you really don't even feel it. The needle is like literally looks like a piece of hair. It
yes.
is very, very small.
So fear not.
Fear not.
If you are fearful of needles, because it is nothing to it.
Nothing to it.
Nothing better you can do for the price to make yourself look better very quickly. Any other procedures we want to talk about?
Well, we'll talk to Laura here, too, about her procedures that also complement what I do with the Botox and filler and things. You know, that stuff that we're replacing volume and relaxing muscle, building collagen. She has great things that she does to the skin that facilitates and actually accentuates the results of those products that I use.
Good. All right, Laura, let's talk about those.
Okay, great. I do several procedures. Most of my patients come to me. Usually they start coming to me usually in their 30s and up. Mm-hmm. They're concerned with looking younger, obviously, or maintaining the look that they have.
In their 30s, they're already concerned.
In their 30s, they're already concerned. I think some people in their 30s are actually contemplating cosmetic surgery at that age, too, if you can believe that. Mm-hmm. But, what I do is try to rejuvenate the skin, make them look the best they can be with minimal downtime. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my patients come to me. Big concerns are acne scarring, which Rhonda's Skin Needling works wonderful for, and sun damage, fine lines and wrinkles. So those really are the areas that I try to concentrate on. These treatments don't have very much downtime at all, so it is multiple treatments, anywhere from 6 to 8 treatments spaced several weeks apart. One of the treatments that I do is microdermabrasion, and a lot of people are familiar with microdermabrasion. I do a little bit of a different twist on microdermabrasion. You get a full facial with my microdermabrasion procedure, and basically what it is little tiny crystals that are blown onto the top of the skin. It takes the dead skin layer off, and it's got a vacuum suction on it, and it sucks impurities out of the skin, and then I add a peel onto that too, so that kind of gives it an extra little boost.
So how do you blow that on? Is it like a little powered?
It's actually like a little little wand that you hold in your hand. So that's a great treatment, and it's actually a great treatment before getting some other procedures that I do, such as chemical peels done.
And what does that feel like? I've never had that done.
A lot of people say it feels like a cat's tongue.
Oh, well,
so
that
it
feels
doesn't
fun.
Cat lick in your face.
It doesn't hurt. It's not something you're going to fall asleep, but it definitely doesn't hurt.
And when you're done with that, is your face red from that?
You can get a slight erythema, which is a pinkness to the skin, and okay. It usually subsides by the time you leave the door.
All right. And then days after, you start to notice this?
Sometimes you can get a little peeling and flaking. When you're really trying to target specific issues, it does take several treatments. I'd say a good 3 treatments to start to notice a difference in the skin.
And then you said you do a facial after that?
We do a facial before.
Before?
Yeah, we do a deep cleanse before, and then we do the treatment, and then we do an amino acid peel after the microdermabrasion. And that just enhances the effects of the microdermabrasion. Helps the skin restore its moisture and maintain the moisture in the skin.
So should everyone have those 3 steps done, or do they come in for just one?
No, I do that all. I do all 3 steps with my microdermabrasion treatments.
So that's all one treatment?
It's all one treatment.
And you start again with?
Deep cleanse.
All right.
Which is like a mini facial, if you want to call it that.
And how do you do that?
That's a deep cleanse. I deeply cleanse the skin. We're doing a cleanser and a scrub to really degrease the skin.
Mm-hmm. And then you move into
Then we move to the microdermabrasion, right. And then we do an amino acid peel after.
And this is also really inexpensive, right? I mean, this is...
These treatments start at $85. All my treatments start from $85 to $125 per treatment.
Wow. That is amazing what you can do today, isn't it? And the technology just continues to grow.
Definitely continues to grow. It does. And microdermabrasion, I mean, that is something that everybody should be doing. Even our teenagers that, you know, have acne skin, to help them release some of the oils and the sebum that's in their skin, loosen that up, because the dead skin cell layers do tend to sit on top. And the microderm is really the only thing that's going to help open that up so that they can get some relief from some of their problems that they're having.
Hey, what are these advanced training courses?
The advanced training courses, I actually started in October a few years ago in 2007. And the advanced training courses are actually for estheticians. Mm-hmm. Estheticians, when they go to school, they don't really have a lot of training in the medical field. So this is to give them some advanced training and some knowledge in the medical field. It's for nurses and physicians that are looking to add injectables like Rhonda does into their practice. Mm-hmm. So we offer these courses 3 to 4 times a year. They're theory and hands-on. And the classes are try to keep small, 6 to 10 people per class. So you really get some specialized attention.
Anything else? Let's talk about any other new stuff while we're here.
You know, all of these procedures that we have talked about, they're great things to do. When you get up and look in the mirror, that's what we hear from a lot of our clients when we first see them. Oh my goodness, I just looked in the mirror and I just saw this 2 weeks ago, these lines and wrinkles and spots and age, you know, sun damage. But they creep up on us all of a sudden just like that. But mm-hmm. We can help that not happen as intense as it does with basic skincare as well. That is, before you go and do all of these procedures, it is a great thing to get on a nice skincare regimen to help prevent and maintain the procedures that we're going to be doing to you and prevent some of the aging that's going to be happening, even if you do not do procedures as these.
See a lot of sun damage?
Lots of sun damage. Sunscreen is the number one thing that I recommend to everybody. If you're not wearing sunscreen walking out of your house, you're just asking for sunspots and wrinkles. It is our UVA rays are out there 365 days a year. We have our burning rays, our UVB rays, only in the summertime, mm-hmm. which cause, you know, our skin to burn and things like that. But our UVA rays that are out there 365 days a year penetrate so much deeply. That's what actually breaks down our collagen and causes a lot of that sun damage that we're seeing in our 40s and 50s. It's something that we acquired and is beneath our skin when we've done all of this sunning and tanning and everything in our teens and 20s, not seeing it till we're 40 and 50.
What about skincare products? Anything that works?
There are a lot of things that work. There's nothing out there that's going to work like Botox does, or nothing out there that's going to restore volume like a filler does, but topically can really help prevent the sun damage and the aging process. Sunscreen, moisturizers. When we meet with people, we come up with a very customized plan for people. We talk to them about what they're trying to remedy on their face, mm-hmm. and we actually come up with a nice program for them that gets them to the point where they're very happy with what their skin looks like. My background is in coming from plastic surgery and dermatology, and people are coming in medically to treat, you know, the sun damage and the AKs and SKs, which are precancerous cells that they've acquired over the years mm-hmm. because of not wearing sunscreen and, protecting their skin. That is my my background and my area of expertise. And with these procedures that I do, they help really turn back the hands of time a little bit. And they do make you feel really great.
Laura, with your procedures, can you also help to minimize sunspots?
Yeah, usually microdermabrasion is a great tool. We talked about that, and that's a great beginning treatment. And then I like to really, my expertise is in chemical peels. I do 20 different chemical peels for every skin issue that you can think of, and the main one is sun damage. And the chemical peels have anywhere from 7 to 10 days of downtime. When I mean downtime, I mean some peeling and some flaking. It's not that you can't go out in the public and can't continue on with your regular routines, but the chemical peels are wonderful for anti-aging, softening fine lines and wrinkles, sun damage, and that's the main thing my patients come in for.
And how does that work? That takes a layer of your skin off?
It can take several layers of your skin off. It just depends. Usually when my patients come and they have never had a chemical peel done before, we go very, very light, and then mm-hmm. we work our way up. It can take several layers. You can put several layers on top. What it is basically most of them are a liquid that you apply to the skin, mm-hmm. and you can apply numerous layers to go to different depths of the skin. And I do all my, anything I do on my patients, I do on myself. So
we are walking billboards of our own procedures that we do.
Well, you both look very good to me. So whatever you're doing is working. And I know that what you've done for me works for me. And I thank you for all of that. So is there anything else before we wrap this program that you guys would like to talk about?
I just want to add one little thing. We were talking about Dysport briefly, mm-hmm. the new competitor to Botox. And when we say new, actually, Dysport has been outside the U.S. since 1991, so people might have a little hesitation that, no, I don't really want to try it because it's new. It's actually not new. It's new to the United States right now, and since 1991, so they do have information and statistics, and actually, some of those are available, I think, on their website, too.
Oh, yes, for sure. And there are some newscasts out there that I've been hearing and my clients have been talking to me about as well, that they've been hearing about Dysport coming out saying, you know, that they're hearing that it's cheaper than Botox and things like that. In comparison to the two, they're very compatible in price, not cheaper. The way it works out is you need a little bit more of the Dysport than you do of the Botox, but it ends up being the same price. But when people are talking, shouting out numbers per unit and things like that, when you're looking at cost of these things, people put it in as cost as units or by area.
Okay.
And it is a little bit cheaper per unit, but you need a little bit more of it, but it does equal out to be the same price as the Botox out there.
But you honestly feel it has a place.
It has a place. It is an awesome product, a very awesome product. And I've been getting great, great, great feedback since I've been using it for the past 3 weeks.
I mean, do you actually feel that a lot of your patients will switch from Botox?
Oh, definitely.
Really?
The ones that I've been seeing already have said that this is their new thing.
Yeah, and they have a lot of reports out now that it's supposed to last longer than Botox. So I think that'll be an incentive for people to try it too. You know, if it lasts the same cost, but it lasts a little bit longer, I think people are going to be, that's going to be a win-win for them.
I think even just getting that extra week to 7 days of where it starts working a little bit quicker, you already have a week extra of a treatment there, longevity wise.
Right.
You're still looking that looking at getting some great results with mm-hmm. the Dysport
at an earlier stage.
Thank you, ladies. A lot of information, good, helpful stuff to make us look better and feel better. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Look younger and feel better about yourself. Visit Skin Boutique. located at 3327 Rochester Road in Royal Oak, Michigan. Rhonda and Laura are now accepting appointments. Call them at 248-588-3500. Again, the number is 248-588-3500. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Peck.